Genesis chapter 10. Now this is the lineage of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, and Rephath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan were Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. From these the coastlands of the Gentiles were separated into their lands, each one according to his language, by their families in their nations. And the sons of Ham were Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush were Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Ra'ama, and Sabtaka. And the sons of Ra'ama were Sheba and Dedan. And Cush begot Nimrod. He started to become mighty in the land. He became a mighty hunter before the Lord. On account of that, there is a saying, like Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babylon, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calne in the land of Shinar. From that land Ashur emerged, and he built Nineveh and Rehoboth city and Calah, and Resen between Nineveh and Calah. This is the great city. And Mizraim begot Ludim and Anamim and Lehabim and Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim and Casluhim, from whom the Philistines emerged, and the Kaphtorites. And Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hevite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. Then afterwards the families of the Canaanites spread out. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as one goes to Gerar, as far as Gaza, as one goes to Sodom and Gomorrah and Adma and Zeboim, as far as Lasha. These were the sons of Ham by their families, by their languages, in their territories, in their nations. And to Shem also offspring were born. He is the father of all the sons of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder. The sons of Shem were Elam and Ashur and Arphaxad and Lud and Aram. And the sons of Aram were Uz and Hul and Gether and Mash. And Arphaxad begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. And by Eber two sons were begotten. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth became divided, and the name of his brother was Joktan. And Joktan begot Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazarmaveth, and Jera, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All of these were the sons of Joktan, and their dwelling place was from Mesha, as one goes to Sephar, the mountain of the east. These were the sons of Shem by their families, by their languages, in their territories, by their nations. These were the families of the sons of Noah, by their family histories, in their nations, and from these the nations separated off on the earth after the flood.